Here's your classroom pledge of the week. It is Mrs. Shillam's third grade class at CSS in East Valley.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Chinese woman stopped for driving bumper car on the highway.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Wendell Motors. By the way, Kevin, I don't know if you know, but you can get into the state and I think national parks tomorrow in, I know in Washington for sure. I'm not sure about Idaho, but tomorrow for the holidays. So you can get in free. Just letting you know.
Oh, you get in free?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Very nice, Steve. Very nice.
Jay said it. I didn't say it.
No,
I know
Kevin said
we
it.
Didn't, but we're all addicted to it now because of you saying it all
it
the time.
It is true. Oh, very true.
Holy Everybody Toledo. Very nice.
Holy Toledo.
Everybody's so nice.
Yeah.
Is AI nice? Yes or no?
No.
Steve?
I mean, it can be.
See, that's what I'm saying.
He can't say anything negative about anything.
Even AI doesn't get a negative review.
Yeah, he can't.
It's like it doesn't have feelings, bro. You're fine.
I mean, it can be.
It can be. It's
and
probably
he's right.
Not.
I mean, it could be good.
Sure.
There are things that AI does that I think that are great, right? But AI is going to take over the world where none of us are going to have jobs. I mean, everything's just going to be artificial intelligence, man.
Right.
Oh, wow. Way to be peachy.
And I will tell you that I've got quite the little plan here. If you're dumb, like I am, and your whole thing is just being dumb, spend time making artificial stupidity. My job is safe.
Whoa.
Right? They're not taking my job.
Yeah.
And this is a win for humans over AI at a little place called McDonald's.
Okay.
McDonald's is pulling the plug on a test of AI drive-through customer orders. They have been testing it in markets. The technology,
okay,
they say had mixed results. McDonald's has reported to MoneyWatch that they are...
Well, it's got to be real then.
It's automated order taker pilot, which used the AI in drive-throughs, which the idea was to expedite orders and allow employees to not have to run the drive-through and be able to just take the orders and make things faster.
All right.
It was going to eliminate, you know, any human error, any of that part. Unfortunately, they're saying that...
didn't go
some
well.
Some customers reported that McDonald's chatbot sometimes got even simple orders wrong. You know, like, what's a big mess? No, it's a Big Mac.
Oh, just didn't understand the...
Yeah, like certain things. But this is what McDonald's says. As we move forward with our partnership with IBM, they have given us confidence that a voice ordering solution for drive-through will be part of our restaurant's futures. We see tremendous opportunity in advancing our restaurant technology, and we will continue to evaluate long-term scalable solutions.
You're right. Your job is safe.
You can't. I mean, you literally can't do what I do. So take that to the bank, baby.
Story number two.
Here's what I want you to work on at the drive-thru. I don't actually mind work. I don't mind if they come up with AI that actually takes our orders and it does it well and it speeds up the process. There's still going to be workers in there, you know, like.
Yeah. They're not making the food, I'm aware of.
And I think most people who work at McDonald's don't like doing the drive-thru.
It's probably the least fun, if there's such a thing.
And so I'm fine with it. But you know what you need to work on? You got to work on this, where you pull up to the window, and the voice comes on and says...
To the window or to the board?
To the board, to the ordering board, Jay, whatever that thing's called.
Yeah, menu.
Squawk box. Is it a squawk box? What is it? You're right. It's a menu, Jay. Thank you.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's a talking menu.
You're a talking menu, bro.
You pull up to that thing, and it says...
Words are hard.
Welcome to McDonald's. Can we take your order? Will you be using the McDonald's app today?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right.
And then you go, no, I will not. And then
why not?
It does
you
this.
You get like free fries and stuff. What are you?
I know. I should be using it all the time. I feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah,
I don't
you
know.
Are. What is wrong yeah. with you?
And then this happens. It started with the welcome to McDonald's. Blah, blah, blah. And then it goes, yeah, can I help you?
Yeah, because it has the automated intro. Well,
like,
greeting.
Whoa. Yeah. No, don't switch voices on me. That is not cool.
So you want the guy or the gal who's running the drive-thru to record it when they come in so it sounds like their voice?
Why can't they just say it?
Well, I imagine for time purposes, it just senses a car pulling up, so it automatically says it.
But I mean, sometimes, now admit, you've had this where it's not the recording.
And you
one
pause.
Person starts. No, one person starts on the headset.
Okay.
Because they got like two people in there wearing the headset. And one's like a girl and she starts talking. And then the next one's the guy with the, you know, the deep voice or whatever. And you're like, whoa. Don't switch voices on me. That
is that what you usually say?
Oh, yeah. I don't like it.
You're like, hey, whoa. Don't switch voices on me.
Man, if I wasn't so hungry, I'd leave.
What if it's the same person just doing a voice, like doing impressions?
Well, that would be something.
Hey, welcome to McDonald's. Where are you going to be using the app today?
And then the guy goes, hey, man, what you got?
Hey, man, what you got? That guy, I don't feel like will be working there long. He will be replaced by AI.
Yeah.
There was something else I wanted to say about the McDonald's ordering. Gosh darn it, Jay, you got me sidetracked.
I'm sorry.
He got them all worked up.
I'm trying to do my job.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for nothing, bud.
Well, you're welcome for nothing.
All right, well, I guess I'll just give you another story.
Okay.
I know it's what you want. I can feel it in your bones. What did we have a listener letter about yesterday?
Let's see. Was that the wasn't this, the dog one? Was it?
It was a German Shepherd.
Yeah. Okay.
The German Shepherd who, you know, he was messing around with the girlfriend, and you know, like they were playing, and he like picked her up, and she was screaming, and the German Shepherd got mad and nipped at his leg.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to get rid of the dog now. Girlfriend's like, I'll get rid of you before I get rid of the dog. Blah blah blah. That whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
blah, blah, blah.
I right. found it interesting today that I see a new story out about a dog expert, a canine expert, if
oh,
you will.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Cited that there are certain breeds of dogs that just dislike men in general and have a very nervous energy around men.
Yeah,
and the
it.
Number one breed of dog, German Shepherds.
Wow.
Followed by Huskies.
Okay. Is there a Shar Pei in there?
Now, Shar Pei, no, they did say Chihuahuas are right up there near the
Somebody
top.
Texted that yesterday, Kevin. They said if that was a Chihuahua that happened where that guy like picked up his girlfriend and was acting like he was, you know, grabbing her and everything.
Would go crazy.
Yeah, would rip his face off, they said.
Oh, so wow. Here's the actual quote from
Apparently
the dog.
Apparently he'd be laying on the ground. But
the canine expert, Chihuahuas are awful. And
wow.
always hate men for some reason.
Oh, geez.
Probably because they sense that most men hate them. Could that be?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you know where he was born?
Barry Manilow. I'm going to say in a hospital. Final answer.
You're probably right about that.
Kevin James.
Was Barry Manilow born in a hospital? I just Googled it. It actually doesn't come up. That's weird.
Really?
You know, they normally don't include that?
They don't, right. They don't usually say born in a hospital.
Right.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Hello?
Okay, I will say, I didn't know if you wanted me to go. Jay, it was that pause where I was like, Uh-oh, Jay doesn't have his mic turned on so I can hear it.
Oh, no, no, no. I was waiting.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know if I was getting the okay, Kev, or...
Oh, I'll give it to you. All right, Kev.
Good morning, guys. I know this isn't like a true life problem like some of your listener letters, but I figured you guys would be great to talk about this topic. There's a group of women at my office that have made me hate a certain product, the Apple Watch. I have a cheap watch that I can track my steps and my heart rate, but that's about it. I don't obsess over it. These four ladies are almost like some sort of cult with their watches. They talk about them all the time and how many steps today and did you close all your rings yesterday and a bunch of other stuff that I tune out. They also want the rest of us to join them and say things like, I can't believe that you don't have an Apple Watch yet. You would love it so much. It's so much better than the watch that you have. No, it's now impossible for me to love it because of the way you guys act. Is anyone else annoyed by a product like this that people make it seem like something so special?
That's a great one. I could see how you would immediately be like, I'm so tired of hearing it. I'm never, ever, ever getting one because I'm not going to participate in that.
Jay, and it's like I've been obsessed with the Apple Watch before, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I know that we've talked about it and said stuff about it or whatever. We'll be like, ooh, how many steps did you get in yesterday? How many miles? Like, we've had that conversation, but we're not in any way, shape, or form obsessed with it.
Yeah, I completely underutilize mine. I don't, you know, all my technology I kind of underutilize.
Yeah.
Because I'll do that thing where then my daughter will be like, oh, do you ever do this on your watch? I'm like, well, you can do that. She's like, oh, you should do this and that. I'm like, eh, it's a watch.
You mean, I like my Apple Watch for the text as much as anything.
Yeah, I don't
because
mind the notifications.
I do enjoy being able to, like, not look at your phone, but just kind of see, oh, who was that? Is that something I needed to deal with or not? No. You know, I like that.
I can see
it.
And
I do think the Apple Watch is, it's a great product, but it would be annoying if you had somebody around you that were, like, so into it. And then saying to you, oh, my God, I don't believe you have... Can't believe you haven't bought an Apple Watch yet. It's so much better than the watch you have.
That's so rude,
like,
by the
what?
Way.
What?
I've seen it with, like, TV shows where people are, like, so excited about a TV show they can't stop talking about it. And then you're like, I'm just not going to watch it because you're so into it and the hype is so high that I don't feel like it could ever live up to expectations. So I'm just out. I could see it on that. I can't think of a product.
I remember one that used to be, I used to think this, was CrossFit when it first came out.
Oh, man. I can't believe you're not doing it.
Everybody was talking about it. And it was like, oh, my God, dude. Like, that. Wait, you work out regular? Or you did, you know, it was like, it was almost like if you weren't in CrossFit, you were just ridiculous.
Yeah,
Kelly,
you had no
also,
idea what you're doing.
Oh, my gosh. Kelly just threw out a great one. She said the Apple iPhone cult is very similar to the Traeger cult.
Oh, the grill
or the
thing
vegan,
is
the vegan cult.
Oh man, yeah, yeah.
Traeger is a good one.
Yeah, the barbecue thing or the smoker or the you know the green egg or whatever that thing is. It'd be like, yeah, they're you. Only, what you have a regular grill? What year is
Dude,
it, bro?
And I the Traeger guy doesn't
Do
bother
you even
me
lift?
Because
you even,
I'm
you even bench?
So. I'm so jealous of them. I want one.
Yeah, I mean, and I get it. It comes from a place of just being passionate about it.
Sure.
But yeah, man, it can be overdone pretty quickly.
Oh, you bet it can be.
Especially when you get a multiple, like if you get a group of four people that are in your office.
Oh, if you had four Traeger guys or four CrossFit guys.
Yeah,
I mean, it could be very painful to listen to.
You only drank 200 ounces of water today? Bro, what's wrong with you? It's 11:30 in the morning.
Oh, the water people. Yeah, that's another one, right?
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Now, to our defense, Steve, you're drinking like 5 ounces of water a week. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you make up for four people, the two of you. Whoa. Water this, water that, you know.
it's
important.
We don't care about your health anymore. You know what? Don't drink any water. We don't even care, do we, Kevin?
No.
Yeah.
You do it. You do you, Steve.
But you should drink water, Steve.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Finally today, this. Intelligent people.
Kevin James.
Intelligent people. Our Mo Light.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Before we get to our entertainment news, which is brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO, quickly to answer the text that just came in about the cruise, it is July 11th, Lake Coeur d'Alene, 3 hours. Kevin's doing the music. We're all going to be there. It's going to be awesome. And they were asking about the tickets. So a quick explanation is, and the easiest one, if you text the word cruise to the number that you just text, we will send you back a link that has the availability for you to buy them then. It's super simple. So,
and the number to text is what?
509-441-0999. And then
we'll just the radio station.
Yeah, just the station. Yeah, yeah, just our number. Yeah.
Text that, the word cruise. It'll send you back a link. You can buy your tickets.
Yes.
And get them. Get them where you can. $15. Well, 16 online because of a service fee.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But a $1 service fee, that's pretty reasonable, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, there's the information for you, and it's super simple. I mean, you can also go online. You can go to our website, and there you can click there on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Or you can go in person. If you'd like to go in person, too, you can go stop by either the Spokane Valley or the Northtown Mall. And you know which store, Kevin?
Silver Safari.
Thank you, Kevin. Very good. All right, let's do it. Entertainment news. Kevin, you want to start? I know you're very excited.
I will.
This. Very excited.
Well, it was just, I find this to be a fascinating thing to watch between now and 2030. Or I guess it would be the start of 2030.
Okay.
The decade. We're in a decade now. The 2020s.
That's correct.
Yeah. It's weird to say. We're in the 2020s. And we're 4 years into it, and there's a battle going on between Taylor Swift and Morgan Wallen. And Morgan Wallen just went back into first place because his song, whatever that thing's called, Had Some Help, with Post Malone, went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, okay? So that's all genres of music. He made it to number one. That is his 18th week at number one in this decade.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is Taylor Swift had 17 weeks.
Right.
She was number one. Now Morgan jumped her and is ahead with 18 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Now, that is going to be a fun battle to watch. Who do you think wins the battle between now and 2030? So you got 6 more years of music from Taylor and Morgan Wallen, who ends up with more songs at number one?
You can still release songs from jail, right?
I mean,
easy. Easy.
That is a
simple question.
That is an interesting point I had not thought of. Taylor Swift being jailed for killing Travis Kelce.
Okay, all right.
Easy.
Oh,
easy.
Wow.
No, that's a good point, Jay. If Morgan ends up in jail, it's going to be harder for him to
to win this. Do you think maybe it just boils down to who will release more music?
Yeah, it does. And that's the thing about Morgan is, I mean, he likes to release albums
crank
with 36 songs on them.
Yeah.
So does that, and Taylor's no slouch either. She does a pretty good job of getting songs out there. It's going to be an interesting battle.
I also think it would be one of those deals where you tell me if you think this would happen. Let's say Morgan Wallen, it's 2029 and it's October. And there's, 2 months left of the decade.
Yeah.
And Morgan's ahead by like 2 songs. And Taylor's like, well, what? Oh, I'll put 3 songs out real fast and get him to number one. Yeah. And
pull the Garth Brooks.
Yeah, just at the
very end.
I mean,
that's a Garth thing where Garth is always like, wait. Somebody got ahead of me in something?
Right.
I will do a project right now and I'll beat them.
And I will crush you.
Yeah, it is.
I could see
now,
it.
I'm kind of leaning towards Morgan. And the reason why is Taylor's at a spot in her life where I don't know what she's going to do next. Like, there's a chance. Like, what if her and Travis really are in love and they decide to get married here in the future?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe within 6 years, she has a child.
Well, that's just a whole bunch more content, though.
Right. I know it's more content, but it also, she's at a point where she might just be like, yeah, I'm going to take a little bit off here and just be with my kid.
I got you.
Right?
Then
the country album comes.
Oh, I see what you did there, yeah.
I've said that.
I mean, it's possible.
I've said that from day one when she went to pop, that she will come back to country and will do an amazing album because she's still a great songwriter and she's
going
to get
it
to that point in her life if she ever does. Now, she may end up just with this relationship and it moves on and then she goes to another one. But yeah, that would be, I'm going to predict that Taylor Swift ends up having a child within the next 6 years and she slows down a little bit.
It's possible.
Yeah.
And Morgan might have a child, but he won't slow down.
Well, I mean, he already has one, so.
Yeah, I know, another.
Yeah, he could have another one, yeah. But, he just doesn't seem to really affect him. He's not writing songs about kids at this point yet.
No, unless his kid's a beer.
Kenny Chesney broke his own record for the most number of people, and I don't know the exact number, but he had another 2,000 people on his tours. He just keeps getting bigger and bigger at these stadiums. I think they're just jamming him in like fire exits.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're putting all these people.
It's always weird to me how a same stadium you've been in then breaks the record for attendance.
Wait, what? I mean, they add a couple extra seats to this row and that row, and they're like, well, we'll just throw in a few here or there. Because if you think about it, in a giant stadium, 2,000 additional seats isn't that many.
It's not.
Because you could squeeze them in quite a different, let's say you put in five in all the rows on the floor.
Hear about the controversy?
Oh.
No, Kevin.
With the Chesney shows? No, this is real.
Okay. Did that not sound like the biggest lead into a joke you've ever heard? Did you hear about the controversy?
Yeah.
They did not allow anyone overweight into there.
Really?
Yeah, because they were trying to squeeze so many people in to set the record. They were just like, yeah, anybody who's overweight can't come to the concert.
I did, Steve.
They call it, it was the Skinny Chesney Tour. Skinny Chesney.
That the one you want to stay with?
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it, actually. Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Yeah, that deserves the gong, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems right. That feels better.
They didn't.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm not doing any more interviews. Don't y'all be calling me.
Kevin James.
Nobody calling me. I'm not talking about this again.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't call me. Don't ask me any more questions. I'm not doing any interviews. I'm done. All right, let's talk about some holidays here. Oh, by the way, in just a few minutes here, we're going to qualify somebody else for the big Ultimate Backyard Summer Giveaway, which is going to be a brand new barbecue grill. I think it's a $450 grill, $400, something like that.
Nice. That'll cook some meat.
A nice cooler, a Bluetooth speaker, an American flag, and $300 of free groceries. So there you go. We'll qualify you for that. We'll draw it somewhere in the future. All right, Kevin, you want to rank the holidays?
Well, I really got to thinking about this, and this week is a good example of it, where we have Father's Day, which I think gets, quite a bit of love to some degree, but Father's Day is kind of a dud of a holiday.
Okay.
It just is, right? I mean, when you look at the money spent on Mother's Day compared to Father's Day, it's just, we're second place fathers, and I think that's okay. And it's just, any holiday that's on a Sunday instantly is not as great, because unless they observe a day off for it, like Memorial Day.
Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know, if it's on a weekend, you still get the Monday.
So you want a federal holiday only?
Well, not necessarily, but I do think those instantly become better, right? Like Juneteenth. Juneteenth is now better than Father's Day. Because
it's a day off regardless of what day of the week it is. And if it's on a weekend, you get the adjacent day off.
That is correct, Jay. Yeah, and like this week, it's in the middle of the week.
Right, yeah.
And it's just like, oh, we get a Wednesday off because of Juneteenth. So I now feel like Juneteenth is better than Father's Day. Like, sorry, I'm just starting to realize how far down is Father's Day.
I have a list.
It's down there.
It's
buddy.
Way down. Yeah, this list I'm looking at online, they tend to agree with you.
Okay, they actually have a list of it. I'm going to put Thanksgiving at number one.
Thanksgiving, okay.
Because of 2 days off.
I don't know if that's everybody, but it is here.
Isn't it? I think it is. Most companies, I think it really is.
I mean, it should be because you Thursday, have a Thursday, Friday. Yeah.
Which is so weird. I've always thought, well, why does Thanksgiving get two off and Christmas only gets one?
Because, and you know the answer to that, right?
Thursday, Friday?
Well, yeah, because Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday and it floats.
Right.
But, you know, 25th is the 25th, regardless of what day of the week.
Right. I just wish that we had more for, if we had more for Christmas, it would be number one. Now, Christmas is number two, even though it's the best holiday, because of the day off thing, I got to put Christmas at number two.
Okay. All right.
4th of July, I want you to be third so bad, but it's broken. 4th of July is broken.
Because of, again, it's the 4th, not necessarily, you know, a floating day.
Yeah, and it needs to be, we need the 5th off.
So what your goal is that it should just be called Independence Day, and it's the first Friday of July, or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I get why we do it on the 4th, that we have to.
Uh-huh.
But it stinks. What is it this year? It is on a...
Well, it's a Thursday, so yeah.
Thursday.
See you Monday.
So everybody's just taking Friday off, obviously.
I mean, you know, yeah, see you Monday.
Yeah, it's just, it's a bummer because it's built around a great celebration that happens at nighttime.
I know, and that's why fireworks. the 5th is
and
a
so
hard
it's
day.
Just weird that, you know, I remember many a times with the kids, we'd have, and of course they don't care, it's summer.
Right.
But like we'd have the big thing up at our house and people would be there and, you know, by the time you get done cleaning up and doing everything else, it's
so what do you have third then if you can't 11. Put if you can't put 4th of July there?
I think I'm going to have to go with, and this is a very controversial, and it's only because I like to dress up, Halloween.
Halloween's number 3. Okay.
Right. Nope, I lied. Oh, I lied. Bro. My bad. Halloween's number 4. New Year's Eve.
Okay.
New Year's Eve. Right. It's great. New Year's Eve is done right, man. It is done right.
And you get the next day a guarantee off. Well,
every
I
time.
Mean, not everybody,
every
but
single
I mean,
time.
Most
it's a great
people.
Start of the
yeah,
new year.
Yeah, yeah.
As a DJ, it's a great night to overcharge people.
Oh, wow.
It's
okay.
A holiday, man. Pay yeah. me more.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's that has really worked out for
yeah,
me over the
seems
years.
Like it, yeah.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, so New Year's Eve is going to get there. I'm going to give Halloween 4th, and I'm going to give 4th of July 5th.
Okay.
And that hurts me because I want it to be 3rd.
Wow, yeah. But they got to work on it. They got to fix it.
What else is up there? Easter's pretty good.
Yep.
But, I mean, like, honestly, is... what day is... Memorial Day is definitely better than Father's Day. Mother's Day is better than Father's Day. On this list that you found, Jay, how far down is Father's
Christmas
Day?
Christmas number 1, Thanksgiving number 2.
That's fair.
Halloween
I'm okay with that.
Number 3.
Ooh, okay.
Easter.
Yep.
Number 4. Mother's Day is 5, and then they split New Year's Day and New Year's Eve to 6 and 7, which we're kind of combining
oh,
it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just combined them.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Then 4th of July, then Valentine's Day, then Father's Day.
Okay.
They also put Father's Day ahead of Memorial Day and Veterans Day, and that's not right.
That's wrong.
That's a mistake.
That is extremely wrong.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I would say Labor Day, even, because it's a guaranteed three-day
no question.
Weekend, and Labor Day is like, I don't know, it's like the wrap-up of summer, and so I think maybe that's above Father's. Father's Day, you are really battling with, like, Arbor Day.
Steve.
I mean, Arbor Day. I mean, that's so...
Steve, what do you have in your top 5 for holidays?
Boy. Thanksgiving has got to be up there. 4th of July. Yeah, I like 4th of July.
What are you doing for the 4th this year?
I don't know. We'll see.
Do you
maybe watching some fireworks?
Do you want to be my BFF and go to the lake? And my brothers?
Ooh, wow. That, you have to say yes to that, Steve.
Is he extending an invitation that is not...
I just did.
Can he do that?
I kind of do what I want with my brother and his stuff.
Oh, what a lucky boy your brother is.
Yeah.
You've been invited by proxy, and that proxy is Kevin.
I do think that my brother enjoys my friends more than he enjoys me.
Well, so he will enjoy Steve more, yeah, for sure.
He likes Steve.
Absolutely.
I mean, I like your family. I just...
This was the worst underhanded backhanded compliment ever.
Oh, no, I do.
I mean, I like your family.
I just feel very uncomfortably being invited to something that I'm not getting the invitation from the actual person.
I mean, that's fair, but
this doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I'm allowed a plus one.
Oh, so I'm your plus one.
Yeah, you're his BFF. Yeah. It just said you're the luckiest guy around.
Oh, wow. I mean, boy.
Well,
is this
tell
what
you
it
this.
Feels like to be lucky?
You're not, I'll tell you what you're not doing.
What am I not doing?
You're not setting it home for those that whole weekend.
Ooh, that is tempting.
Wow,
that's the one weekend.
Very aggressive.
It's the one weekend I took off the entire summer. I did not allow myself to book any
Steve,
DJ
you should
gigs.
Do it. It'd be very fun.
And it may not be the fourth, because I think the fourth, you and I both have to work at the same place, so...
Oh, yeah, but you can go up on the 5th, though.
Or yeah, maybe but we can go. Jay, we got the whole weekend, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if I'm actually invited...
Hey, man.
Hey, look, man.
Will you water ski? Will you... Wait, nobody water skis anymore. What am I saying? I don't even think they have water skis.
Nobody water skis? What does that mean? People water ski.
Of course they do.
They do, but I don't think anybody at my brother's place water skis.
What, are you going to take him tubing and let him get on the jet ski?
There's tubing. There's jet skiing. There's wake surfing. They do a lot of surfing.
Water recreation.
Then there's
of all
the
kinds.
Other thing that there's the foil. What is it called?
Yep, that's it.
The surf foil, the thing that comes up out of the water.
Yeah, those are cool.
This is all in support of Kevin's plot to see me in a swimsuit.